BBC Surrey Morning. Heavy rain this morning. It should dry up later on.
James Cannon on BBC Surrey.
25 past seven, news, travel, weather, sport on the way. Now, 35 years ago, a young 20-year-old took to the stage of the London Apollo and began to sing. However, after finishing that gig, this vanished from the public eye. Yes! Her lack of a public appearance in live shows has been attributed to, well, many things, one of the biggest suggestions being stage fright. Either way, she never did another live show again. Well, until tonight, I'm of course talking about the legendary Kate Bush, who this evening begins one of 22 shows on the very stage that she actually fled in 1979. Now, tickets sold out in just moments. If you're going, lucky you, I'd love to hear. Actually, we've got to find somebody in Surrey. With all the money that's in Surrey, somebody's going tonight. We want you to review it. But interested to talk about this morning. On the line is Paul Howard, who's an anxiety specialist from the Surrey Institute of Clinical Hypnotherapy. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, James.
Paul, it's important to say we don't know this for certain that Kate suffers from stage fright, but it's one of the things that has been suggested over the years. What do you reckon?
Well, I think it was reported that she said she'd be terrified to go on stage again. I mean, but that could mean anything, of course. But it's, there's got to be a reason why she hasn't done it in 35 years, I'd guess.
How many people suffer from standing up in front of people?
Presentation nerves, this form of social favourite is rife, to be honest. It's, we see probably in a month, 12, 14 people a month, and that's just in Surrey.
And do they all sort of suffer the same symptoms? And if so, what are those?
There are some common causes. The symptoms are sort of rapid heart rate, dry mouth, anxiety feelings, upset stomach, nausea, that sort of thing before they go on stage. I worked with an Olympic judo expert, rather, and he was fine fighting people in his club and stuff, but whenever he went into a competition, he used to get horrendous anxiety, panic attacks, and even passed out on one occasion. So it can be quite severe. You know, it's not just a trivial thing.
Now, if Kate does suffer from stage fright, surely 35 years off the stage and then going back in front of a lot of people with very high expectations, she's not making it easy for herself.
No, it depends on what she's done about it, to be honest, James. I mean, yeah, these things are set up. We're not born with stage fright. They're set up normally, as a rule, in childhood. So things like a critical parent, separation from the opposite sex parent, pushy parents to do it, bullying, and anything like that. It causes a belief in themselves that they're not good enough in some area. And when that belief's held at a subconscious level, the last thing you want to do is go out on stage and put all that on show, because you don't want people to know that you're not good enough, even though consciously you probably know you're fine. You know, let's face it, Kate Bush knows she's good at what she does. She's made enough money doing it.
It's interesting, because I find what I do here, I can do it without any problem, and I've done it for long enough, I don't get nervous at all. And sometimes when we have people come in, you know, they're visibly shaking, nervous about being on the radio, and, you know, we try to be friendly and warm and all that kind of stuff. But I sort of get how they feel, because it feels totally different when you're actually standing facing a load of eyes looking at you. What can we do to help ourselves?
Well, there's lots of things we can do. The first thing is really to recognise and accept why you feel that way, what it is about you that you feel worried that people are going to find out. Now, this may sound a bit weird, but it can be something really silly and simple. You know, it's anything that's happened in your childhood where you were put down and told you weren't good enough and that sort of stuff, or even that you created yourself. So what you need to do is get some insight into that and understand that, and then hopefully at a conscious level come to some reconciliation with yourself. Say, look, it's okay, you know, I am good enough, I've done this, and really start to believe that. And the best way to do that is to visualise yourself doing the performance, being relaxed and comfortable, and seeing friendly eyes out in the audience. Because what we're worried about, with people with stage fright, is what they're worried about is the judgment, negative judgment from the audience. And this, I mean, I've written a blog about this, so I knew I was coming on talking to you today, so I wrote a little blog about it, which talks about all the different things. and but most importantly, about how to change it, even without using hypnotherapy, which is what we use. There are ways of doing it without hypnotherapy, but they're a bit longer. But so visualizing yourself doing it, what I call planning for success. You create a plan for success, because people with stage fright are afraid, and what to create that fear, what they do is they visualize failure, i.e., say, well, for instance, we visualize going on stage and people criticizing and not liking her music, frowning at her, you know, looking bored, that sort of idea. So what you want to do is put in place a visualization where she's out there and everyone loves her and they're blowing her kisses and et cetera, et cetera. And you need to replay that every time you think about it, over and over and over again. It's no good just saying to yourself, I'm not anxious, I'm not afraid. That's auditory, that's not going to help. It's the visualization you need, and it needs to be strong, powerful and colourful.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Well, look, lovely talking to you. Paul, appreciate your time. Anxiety specialist at the Surrey Institute of Clinical Hypnotherapy.